Wasn't he going to travel to the east? Well, let's go. And with his ominous leering, he set off for Marseille. Jerome wrote a few lines in his notes to Timol about this journey through Egypt, Judea, and Syria. The desert of Syria had left him with very vivid memories. 17 days of walking. It was the first time I had ever ventured into the desert. Our caravan was well organized, though small in number. But we were carefully supplied with all the things necessary for life, especially water from the Nile, a precaution made all the more serious by the fact that we were taking 4 horses, and that we had to carry the water for the animals to drink on camels. 24 liters a day multiplied by 17 makes 608 liters. Fortunately, at El Arish, the last Egyptian station, there is a well where travelers can renew their supplies. On long journeys it is impossible to take horses along. Camels are admirably convenient, for their food and drink are not to be taken care of. When they arrive at the camp, they are released and set out on their quest. They always find some grass, a fat plant with very thin leaves, which, inside each of its leaves, contains a little water, so that they have both to drink and eat it. So they do many dry steps, but they drink it in long strokes, when they get the chance. Their spongy feet are built to spread out on the sand, and not to sink, while horses and donkeys go in up to their knees. The camel is the ship of the sea of sand. There is nothing more pleasant and poetic than these campsites in solitude. At the lure of the unknown, the charm of the new. Although tired after long walks in the sun, I would get down to work as soon as I reached the stopover point. But, alas, only things left behind, of which one takes away only the memory, and I like 3 touches of color on a piece of canvas better than the most vivid of memories, but one must go forward with regrets. In spite of the charm of the desert, I must say that after a certain number of days, when you see the cultivated plains, when you are with the man, you feel an extremely soft sensation, and the aspect of a very green meadow is singularly pleasing to you. When we arrive on the Gaza side, we suddenly go from aridity to a fertile country, where pomegranate trees in bloom, orange and lemon trees, palm trees appear. We return to life and work with all its manifestations, but no doors, Samson has kept them. A few leagues from Jerusalem, we pitch the tent, to leave the next day early. For it is already getting late.